You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. Monterey County's multi-billion dollar farming industry depends on thousands of farm workers, but a new study finds there's a tremendous lack of housing for them. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Roberta Mora saw firsthand the kinds of conditions some local farm workers are living in. While working as a surveyor for the California Institute for Rural Studies, he spent last summer knocking on doors in the Salinas and Pajaro Valleys. Morris says often, seven people are living in one-bedroom apartments.
But there were some other cases, like at least 20, 30 people were living in a house, one family per room.
The data is part of a new farm worker housing study. It found a need for over 45,000 new farm worker housing units. Megan Hunter is the director of community development in Salinas. She says to start, the plan is to create 5,300 units over the next 5 years.
Sure, the need is larger, but for those farm workers that are experiencing severe overcrowding, may not have housing, that is a huge impact.
Monterey County Supervisor Luis Alejo says even making that dent in the problem will be a challenge.
Well, especially on the coastal counties, any type of housing is very difficult. You don't only deal with NIMBYism, but also there's a lot of regulations.
This week, Alejo will propose that supervisors create a committee tasked with reducing the extensive and costly regulations for housing developers.
That was Erica Mahoney of KAZU News reporting.